That's Bogalusa Boogie from 1976 from the late Clifton Chenier. He was often called the king of Zydeco music. It's just one of 25 new sound recordings deemed historically and culturally significant enough to join the National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress. Every year, the library sorts through millions of recordings of music, speeches, and other items and decides which are important enough to be preserved as a national treasure at the Library of Congress. We wanted to hear more about this year's selection, so we've called Matthew Barton, curator of recorded sound at the Library of Congress, and he's with us now in our studios in Washington, D.C. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. So nice to be here.
So tell me a little bit about Bogalusa Boogie. I know that the registry includes a number of Cajun albums, but some of our resident Louisiana people say that this might be the first piece of Zydeco music. Does that sound right?
Yes. On the registry, you know, it was Clifton Chenier primarily who we can thank for making Zydeco what it is today and for taking it around the world, for taking the older music of the Louisiana Bayou, the mix of French and African-American, Creole, Caribbean, you know, this incredible mix of music, you know, for bringing it into the post-war era and embracing all of these other styles. And this particular band, it was called the Red Hot Louisiana Band, and I was privileged to see them a couple of years after this, 1978. It's just what it says, red hot. You know, not only do you get Clifton Chenier's wonderful accordion and singing those rhythms that you're hearing from, all played on the rubboard by his brother, Cleveland, and the drummer, Robert St. Julian, it's just this fantastic summation of where the music had been to that point and where it was going.
How about here's another one. I confess I was a little surprised to hear that this one just made the cut this year.
Baby.
How could this not already be in? This is not
yes,
the first.
Not the first Motown song,
this
but it's
the first Supreme
by the Supreme. I know.
I can't even understand.
I know. We had to redress that. You know, it's not their first record. Obviously, it's not even the first hit, but it's the first big hit for them, and it was very big. Really helped define Motown, though it's not the first Motown hit, but it came out, I believe, in the summer of 1964 in the middle of what we call the British invasion now, and it really appeared that American music was getting buried at that time, and yet here are the Supremes with this song that just stands apart from everything else that's going on at the time.
The registry is also historical speeches. It's programs. It's sound effects. There's a program I wanted to play for you. It's the Civil Rights Radio program,
oh, yes.
Destination Freedom. It's a radio show that ran from 1948 to 1950, and it's really considered ahead of its time. And I'm going to play a little bit, and then I want you to tell me why.
Destination Freedom, dramatizations of the great democratic traditions of the Negro people, is brought to you by Station WMAQ as a part of the pageant of history and of America's own Destination Freedom.
What did this program do?
It was the work of a man named Richard Durham. Usually, they would take subjects from African-American history, usually individuals, and tell their stories in a radio drama. These two episodes, actually, that we put on the registry were rather different. The first one is prejudice is personified as a person and put on trial and made to defend itself. And it's a fascinating bit of radio drama. And then the other is this drama about a lynching. You know, what the events leading up to it.
Say, Joe.
Huh? Oh, Mr. Harris. Want a cab? I was just getting ready.
Sit back in your seat, Joe. I just wanted to see if you knew about it.
About what?
The lynching.
Oh, I heard some guys kidding around.
The kidding's over. The lynching's on.
When?
Oh, in a few hours, about nightfall, I reckon.
Gee.
You're going to join the boys, aren't you?
So, you know, that was quite daring for radio at the time. I should emphasize that this didn't go out over the network. It was produced locally in Chicago. It did eventually get a broad hearing. The programs were heard in various stations around the U.S., and the program in recent years has become better known. It really represents a period in radio where some of the best work is being done, partly because of television. You know, radio is kind of reaching out and trying to do things that are more adult, not just adventure and comedy and soap operas, you know, to do things that are really incisive and relevant.
Interesting. So finally, before we let you go, there's another song that caught our attention in part because its author, country music legend Merle Haggard, died just last month on April 6th, just weeks after the registry was announced. The song is called Mama Tried, and it's a single from 1968. Let's play that.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride.
Is this Merle Haggard's first time making the registry?
Yes. He's really one of the greatest songwriters and one of the greatest artists, not just in country, but in American music.
Why this one?
Well, it's another signature song for him, but also I think it's the one that really demonstrates, you know, one of his great strengths as a songwriter, getting to the point, leaving you with something that just stays with you. I mean, Ernest Hemingway once famously won a bet, you know, that could he write a novel in one sentence, and he did it. Well, I think Merle Haggard did something like that again in Mama Tried with that chorus. I turned 21 in prison doing life without parole.
I turned 21 in prison doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise.
The first time I heard that, it just stopped me in my tracks, and I was probably a teenager who didn't think too much of country music at the time, but wow, that really got my attention.
That's Matthew Barton, curator of recorded sound for the Library of Congress and president of the Association for Recorded Sound Collections. He was nice enough to stop by our Washington, D.C. studios. And thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading.